There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Sports Betting Network.
Scott Zatenberg back here with you. This is the Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can get me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Coming up about 15 minutes or so from now, we're going to be joined in studio by Mackenzie Rivers from Fox Sports Radio, straight out of Vegas, RJ Bell's Dream Preview podcast. We're going to get into the whole Kyrie Irving saga and talk about the odds movement, because there has been some buy-in or just some change in the odds with the Brooklyn Nets and their perceived chances to win the NBA title. Is it a rightful move with Kyrie Irving opting in to the final year of his deal? Similarly, there has been movement in the odds for the Clippers with the John Wall news. In case you didn't hear, John Wall being bought out by the Houston Rockets and will sign with the Clippers. So that has changed the odds on the Clippers to win the NBA title. Your current odds right now, the Clippers are your co-favorites to win the NBA title, along with the Golden State Warriors. Plus 550 for the Clippers and the Warriors. The Celtics are plus 600, Bucks plus 650, then the Nets plus 700. Those are your odds right now to win the NBA title. I think it's interesting that the Clippers are your favorite right now, but there's just so much, I guess, potential. And it kind of makes me feel like, you know, what we saw with the Nets last year with all the potential. And it's the idea that people were believing, hey, we're going to get KD healthy, Kyrie healthy, James Harden. This team is going to be just stacked. But it wasn't really the case, right? And then obviously they get rid of Harden and the whole COVID thing and the vaccine and all that stuff and whatever. But this year, it's the hype train, if you will, is on the Clippers. Kawhi back, Paul George, now John Wall to go along with the rest of the team. And frankly, it makes them very intriguing, especially if they make more moves here in the offseason once free agency begins. And speaking of free agency news, like there's a lot of intriguing teams. The Knicks are an intriguing team because they freed up some cap space with the whole Kemba Walker trade. And, you know, on draft day with the whole confusing swap that they did. So what now is the outlook for them? Are they signing Jalen Brunson? And what does Jalen Brunson do for a team? For that team, with Julius Randle and Obi Toppin and RJ Barrett and whatnot. So a lot of things that will start to become big topics over the next, couple of weeks. Well, the next week or so, because NBA free agency begins, I believe, July 1st, right? That's when it always begins. So, there's the whole moratorium that's like the last couple of days of June, you know, where you're like, you're not allowed to talk about players, but then you talk about players and then, you know, people announce some stuff. And you can negotiate from July 1st to July 6th, but teams cannot sign anybody until July 6th. You can't officially sign until July 6th. So you can come to an agreement with free agents during the moratorium, but nothing can become official until July 6th. So July 1st is when it'll begin, and then we'll have all bunch of player news. So coming up at the end of this week, really, is where things will get really interesting in the NBA, and there will be shifts in the futures market for sure. So right now, if you look at some teams, and if you think there's a team out there that is on the cusp of making some news, whether it's a trade or a potential free agency, then maybe it's the right time to buy in on a team that you think the odds will change. For instance, let's just, for argument's sake, look at the Lakers. Now, I'm very anti-Lakers. I'm just not a believer in this team. LeBron's getting up there in age, even though he's still great. But, you know, they still have LeBron. Whatever. Lakers right now, 22-1 to win the NBA title. Not as long as, like, I'd like them to be. And not as long of odds as, frankly, I think they should be. But this is where they are. 22-1. What if the Lakers make a really attractive move here in free agency? And again, like, I don't know what that move is, but maybe there's a player that they can trade for that makes them better. You know, maybe the whole Russell Westbrook thing, which is, who knows, right? What's going to happen with him? He has a $47 million player option. Obviously, he's going to opt in. I don't know why you would not opt in to $47 million. He had his worst season last year of his career, and there's no one that's going to pay him any money. So maybe there's opt-in trade scenarios. I don't know. But it would be interesting to see if a team like that makes a move that changes their future outlook. So you can buy in on them now at a number that is not going to be there next week. Because once signings and trades start happening this weekend, well, really starting next week, because like I said, nothing can become official until July 6th, but the market will move once we hear about agreements with players. The numbers that you see right now are not going to be the numbers that you will see next week. There will be movement in the odds. So this might be the time to buy in on speculation. See what Shams and Woj are putting out there and try and pick a team that you think is going to improve themselves. Right now, odds to win the Eastern Conference: Celtics are your favorite, followed by the Bucks, then the Brooklyn Nets, then the Philadelphia 76ers. Miami Heat are your fifth favorite. In the West, it's the Clippers and the Warriors, your co-favorites, then the Suns, then the Mavericks, then the Nuggets and Grizzlies, followed by the Lakers. Honestly, I don't know what the Suns are going to look like next year. I don't know what's going on with DeAndre Ayton. The Mavericks are intriguing. Could they add some pieces to help Luka out a little bit? The Warriors are the Warriors, right? And the Clippers are really the team that obviously the market has been so bullish on, not just with the players returning and getting Kawhi and PG healthy for an entire season, but it's the John Wall edition as well. And the Clippers now look like a team that is going to be a contender for the NBA title. A team that, by the way, wasn't that bad without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And then when PG came back, still without Kawhi, they were all right. So what does this team look like now, adding John Wall and getting those players back healthy? Yeah, I mean, you knew that they were going to be amongst the favorites. I'm intrigued by the fact that they have become the favorite just because of the John Wall announcement. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. And as far as Rookie of the Year after last week's draft, my opinion has not changed. I'm still, you know, obviously Paolo Banchero is the favorite to win this award. But I really think that Jaden Ivey at plus 650 is a guy that I would target because he has been, I said this prior to the draft, that Jaden Ivey was, in my opinion, along with Paolo Banchero, the two guys that were the most NBA ready. And what I meant by that is not that they're going to be the best out of this class. I just felt they were the guys that could go and play big time minutes and contribute right away. That's what I felt. And so you look at the Pistons and what they have and Cade Cunningham and others, and add Jaden Ivey to the mix, I think this is a dude that has an immediate impact on this team. And so he's not the favorite. He's like the fourth favorite to win this award. But I like him more than, you know, Jabari Smith and certainly Chet Holmgren. And probably worth a flyer at plus 650. We'll continue the conversation coming up next. Our good friend Mackenzie Rivers from Fox Sports Radio, RJ Bell's Dream Preview Podcast, will join us. Coming up next, this is The Look Ahead here on VSiN.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is The Look Ahead on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on The Look Ahead, I'm Scott Seidenberg on VSiN, the sports betting network, joined in studio by Mackenzie Rivers from Fox Sports Radio straight out of Vegas, RJ Bell's Dream Preview Podcast. And you know, it's funny, you and I were just talking off the air that when football season ends, the biggest sports story is still football, still the NFL. And the NBA season came to a close, and the biggest story is still the NBA, because right. You go from the finals to the draft, and now we're a week away from the start of free agency.
Right. And I wish this basketball offseason will be anything like the sexiness and the thickness of this NFL offseason. I mean, think about it, Brady. Mm-hmm. Wilson, yeah. Watson, arguably the three biggest stars in the sport, all moved teams, all unexpected. Well, let's see what happens with Watson in the future. With the NBA, there's one big team that was in the crosshairs, and we've seen this in the odds. It's the Brooklyn Nets. down Sharpbrook at the West Gate down the road there, 20-1 all day today.
Mm-hmm.
Then Straight Outta Vegas comes on. The great RJ Bell starts to get to talking. I don't really know. Seems like Kyrie doesn't really have an option but to come back to Brooklyn. And then over the wire, we get the news. Brooklyn, Kyrie Irving, at least one more year. They're going to have a try-it year.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Nets get Kyrie Irving back for 1 year. We made the bet on air, 20-1. $40 wins us $800 if it cashes. Now it's 8-1 at the Westgate. So the books are that quick. They are that sharp. Is 8-1 the right number, though? Because last year, +250, the Nets were by far the number one consensus favorite. Harden out. Simmons maybe with his back, maybe back in eventually, probably eventually back in. But from +250, number one favorite, to +800 in a big pile of favorites, no real big clear favorite next year. What do you think about the Brooklyn Nets' chances?
Yeah, you know, they're 7-1 at DraftKings, and there was movement on that. It was 9-1 to 7-1, whatever it was. So obviously, people may be buying in on them or just the market being bullish on them. I don't know what to think about them because they were a team that I was considering fading this entire, you know, this entire offseason. By this entire offseason, I mean the past week, 2 weeks.
Sure.
I was thinking about fading them, but, you know, with Kyrie back and assuming, you know, your KD is going to be good, Joe Harris comes back healthy, and whatever they get out of Ben Simmons, this is a team that will compete in the Eastern Conference. So obviously getting them at the highest number possible is a good bet. Would I like to bet them at 7-1? Probably not right now, but I'm very intrigued by them. But I agree with the movement. I think the movement was correct.
Do you agree with Sean Marks' decision not to give Kyrie the big bag?
Correct. I do.
I do too. Yeah. Because, I mean, I think it was a ballsy move, though, because about 12 hours ago, I'm like, Kyrie's going to go play with the Lakers for free for $6 million a year. He's going to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That was the threat. So to get Kyrie for nothing would have been bad.
Yeah, and to explain that, the Lakers really only have that mid-level exemption for $6 million. So, you know, Kyrie could have decided not to opt in, become a free agent, and then just sign that mid-level.
And it was limited options for everybody. Reportedly, nobody would sign Kyrie for a max deal. I mean, as much as talented he is, he arguably had his three best productive seasons, most highest points per game ever with the Nets, three most efficient seasons, highest true shooting percentage. But he's, you know, can't touch him with a six-foot pole, according to 29 teams. And the Nets are the one team that said, okay, fine, we'll take you back just for 1 year. But ballsy bet. I was convinced that Kyrie Irving was going to, you know, man of principles, just take the little bit of money and say, F you, Brooklyn Nets, I'm going to play for your biggest rival for practically nothing and form the big three.
So how about this now? Any interest in a 1,000-1 plus 10 or no 10 plus 10,000.
So 100-1.
100-1 plus 10,000 on Kyrie to win the MVP.
I mean, it's Lamar Jackson winning the Heisman 100-1. So stranger things have happened.
Isn't it? But can't you make the argument that Kyrie is playing for his future?
Yes. Which is shocking.
He's 30 years old. He'll be 31 next year and a free agent. Who's giving him a max deal with all of the drama that comes along with it? The only way you'll get it is if he comes out this year and balls out.
Yeah, here's why Kyrie will be as motivated, more motivated than he ever has been in his career. He just had meeting after meeting after meeting with the LA Clippers and the New York Knicks and all these teams that said, hey, I'm so good. Offer this trade package for me. Give me a max deal, and I'm there for years. I'm your guy, Leon Rose in Madison Square Garden. I'm your guy, Steve Ballmer in LA Clippers. You know what they told him in the meeting? Not worth it, bro. Mm-hmm. You're not really worth that much. So he comes back. He says, okay, I've exercised my options. I'm back in Brooklyn for 1 year. He's only played, 25 games this year. He's going to be as rested as ever. So the 100-1 shot, he's never really been an MVP-level player.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his efficiency in the few games he played, you look at his production and you extrapolate that over 82-game season, he would be right there. So 100-1 makes sense. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's not as good as your Marcus Smart 100-1.
He
won the finals MVP, which was 40-1 the next day. But it's a decent wager. I could see that making sense.
Yeah, it's either that or, you know, he just does whatever he does and he gets his money just off of his reputation. Just somebody's like, you know, this is the NBA and we're just going to pay for names. So he's going to get a deal no matter where he goes, no matter what he does.
I'll say this about the MVP market. There's never been the same thing with the title markets. There's never been less favorites where Luka and Embiid are 6-1. Kevin Durant's like 10-1 in some spots. Mm-hmm. LeBron went from 10-1 last year to 25-1 to open up some spots.
Yeah.
I don't really see Devin Booker making that leap. I don't see Jason Tatum after he played the most minutes of anybody ever.
Yeah.
You know, in this last calendar year, I don't see him really turning the corner up versus a team built. So I could see some of these long shots hitting in the MVP race. No real value at the top, as far as I'm concerned.
I would agree with that. Speaking of a guy that, you know, picking up his option and no real other options, is that what's going to happen with Russell Westbrook? $47 million option for him to pick up.
Look what just happened with John Wall. John Wall just didn't play for 4 years. Yesterday he cashed a $46 million check, or $40 million. I forgot how it worked.
Well, it was 44 minus six, whatever it was.
Yeah, eventually he'll get all that money in spades. Kyrie Irving said, I'll prove it to you. I'll pay. I don't think that's the right decision. You could play terribly, be John Wall, and get paid $40 million from 4 years from now. Russell Westbrook and John Wall are the cash, keep cashing those checks candidates. As far as the future holds for Russell Westbrook, I don't see him. He's a stubborn man. I don't see him taking any less money. I don't see him moving out of the way. So it might be the situation like John Wall last year where they're paying him not to play at the end of the year.
And so there's a situation. So if you're Russell Westbrook, you basically opt in.
Right.
And then it's maybe the Lakers buy you out.
Yeah, you're not opting out of $47 million. Exactly. You're not making that up with 3 years of what current value would pay you. So I guess he's a free agent come February because he's definitely going to opt in. And the Lakers don't seem, especially the way those end of season meetings happened where LeBron was talking about we never really gelled and Russell Westbrook's like, what? You told me we did. So there's a lot of that going on. Kind of like Baker Mayfield not going back to Cleveland. I don't see Russell Westbrook suiting up for more than maybe a month at the beginning of this season before they say, let's end this experiment as soon as possible.
Do you think there's any value on the Lakers in the futures market around 22, 25-1 to win the title because of the potential of moves?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, and I said this last segment, the odds that you see now are not going to be the odds a week from now. Because of free agency and trades and agreements, people are going to start to hit this market.
Yeah.
The market's going to move, well, I guess a little bit more than a week from now. So like July 6th is the start where trades can officially happen. So that's when the market will move. The Lakers are a team that could make moves. I know they don't have a lot of cap space, but maybe something happens. They get creative. There's some trades. I don't know. Do you think that seeing the 22 or 25-1 right now is a value considering where that line could be in about a week from now?
100%. Today's price is not tomorrow's price, as Fat Joe would say. The Lakers were plus 400 last year to start their title run, were as bad as you could possibly imagine. In fact, I did this math. They had the best odds of any team to start the season, preseason odds, that ended up not making the playoffs in the last 40 years. No one's ever been that optimistic and done that poorly. That said, that's been multiplied by what, 5 times from 4-1 to 20-1. And I think if you're projecting, if you have your hindsight glasses on, there's a better chance they'll be better this year when they figure out what to do now that Russell Westbrook is on the move on. They still have LeBron in his prime-ish. You know, he got 27 a game just like always. And Anthony Davis, talk about a prove it year. I don't think I've ever seen a superstar need to come back as much as Anthony Davis does. So I'm not sure who it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be Westbrook. But if they have decent guard play, 20-1 right now, and some books are less than that, I would say grab the 20-1 on the Lakers.
I think they're going to make a move. I think they're going to trade for somebody, and I don't know who it's going to be.
You don't have to worry about them being all in. That's what I like about betting on the Lakers, because Rob Pelinka and them boys are going to do whatever they can to maximize this year, and they do that every year.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some names on the move. The Lakers are definitely going to acquire a piece or two. And this team will, the market will change. 25-1, 24-1, 22-1, it ain't going to be here next week. Let's shift gears. We're going to get into the NFL coming up next Tuesday, a big day for Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. He's Mackenzie Rivers from Fox Sports Radio, straight out of Vegas, RJ Bell's Dream Preview Podcast. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is The Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the look ahead here on VSiN, the sports betting network. I'm Scott Seidenberg, joined in studio by Mackenzie Rivers from Fox Sports Radio, straight out of Vegas. RJ Bell's Dream Preview podcast on Twitter at Mackin Rivers.
That's right.
That's an interesting Twitter handle there.
pronounced it right, at Mackin Rivers.
At Mackin Rivers. Let's get into the NFL because Tuesday's a big day for the Cleveland Browns and for the league in general. For those not aware, the disciplinary hearing will take place here on Tuesday. Could go into Wednesday, but I don't think it'll take 2 days to decide that this guy should be suspended for at least a year. At least that's the recommendation by the NFL. He'll appeal it, but then the appeal just goes to Roger Goodell. And if the NFL is the one recommending the suspension, they're not going to overturn their own recommendation. Is there a problem with the system? Maybe, but that's not for the discussion right now. Deshaun Watson out for a year. Absolutely changes the outlook on the Cleveland Browns. I don't care how talented their roster is. I just talked to Ben Brown tonight from PFF, who said that, you know, going from Baker Mayfield to Jacoby Brissett is like a field goal or more to a point spread.
Definitely.
Like four and a half points.
Right. The distance from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson is the same distance as Baker Mayfield in the other direction to Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. So, and the reason why I'm doing the Baker Mayfield comparison is because, yes, the Browns were a talented roster last year around the quarterback.
Expected to win 9.5 games with Baker. Yep.
So now we take the quarterback out and we replace him with a lesser quarterback. And there's no way this team is going to be as good as they were last year.
No. And we saw that in the win total. It opened up 10. It's like, okay, pretty much the same as they were last year. Maybe Watson misses a couple games. Then the New York Times article comes out. It's 9.5. Then people read the New York Times article and everybody talks about the New York Times article. Then it's 9. Now it's 8.5. Now it's 8.4. So you got to pay a little bit more for the under. It's juiced to the under. I don't disagree with the move. I'm not sure if it's a full season. You mentioned that process. There's the league recommends to a arbitrator who then can be appealed. I feel like the arbitrator is going to come back from the full season a little bit, but we'll see where it ends up. Regardless, I don't see how you could put a dime on the Browns right now, unless, as a 49ers fan, I'm hopeful there's some Jimmy G's discussion coming up, where they're starting to come to terms with the reality, if we want to save this season, if we want to save, you know, Kareem Hunt season and their great offensive line season and the Myles Garrett season, if they want to say, hey, we have a really talented roster, let's do something this year, they got to get Jimmy G. Jacoby Brissett is not a starting-level quarterback. He's a great backup. I know a starting-level quarterback that made the Super Bowl the last 3 years. He's on my team, willing to give him up for pretty much anything, a fourth-round pick. Let's make it happen.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, what commodities do they have to trade? They traded, four first-round picks, a third-rounder, a fourth-rounder for Deshaun Watson. Do they have anything left to trade for Jimmy G? And do they make that move and maybe a financial commitment when they're committing $230 million?
Yeah.
I know it's only $1 million for this season because they wanted to help Deshaun Watson not lose money. Good point.
They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly this deal was coming around the horizon when they signed Deshaun Watson. They can't argue for ignorance on this one.
Yeah, no, because they did a $1 million for this year, and then the rest of the money later.
And what does that 1 year do? Yes, it saves Deshaun Watson potential money if he's suspended. It also gives them more flexibility for this season. They have the cap room to sign Jimmy G on his $25 million. I know it's crazy for 1 year, but Is it better than tossing the season to the side? I think so. And here's why I think the trade might happen. The 49ers have this choice: trade Jimmy G or pay him $25 million a year. They can cut him and only have to pay him about two and save 23. Those are the options. So there's no other team that I see. The Panthers have been thrown out there. Mm-hmm. I don't see another team coming out with any offer. So if the Browns say sixth round pick, it might be enough.
Because of the money, because of the financial commitment.
Exactly. If they're willing to pay that money, the 49ers are not. So it's either cut Jimmy G or trade him for, you know, pennies on the dollar.
What about Baker for Jimmy G?
Interesting. No, thank you. Because Baker Mayfield has shown that he can be quite a star when everything's going for him. But if he's a backup to Trey Lance, future phenom, I don't see him being so well gruntled. He's going to be disgruntled, in fact. So, yeah, I'll pass on. I guess they might throw him in there just to make the money work, but I will pass on any long-term commitment to Baker Mayfield.
Does Jimmy's surgery affect his trade value right now or anything?
Yeah, well, it has. I mean, ideally, the 49ers would have traded him 6 months ago, but they haven't because he got a surgery about 5 months ago, which was news to the team. I think it's this. Once he can pass a physical, he can be traded. He can't throw the ball, therefore he can't pass a physical. He won't be traded till that. So it's good news that he's almost throwing, but until he actually is throwing, we can't execute any kind of deal.
If it's not the Cleveland Browns, who do you think it is?
I think it's the free agency market. I think
they
might be giving away a trading bargaining position, but I don't think there is one to have. I think the Browns can pick him up for pennies on the dollar, or they could pick him up third week of the season for however much it costs to sign him on a free agency deal.
So you really do think that Jimmy G will be the Browns quarterback?
Yes, I do. I mean,
so if that's the case, then
-110, I would take Jimmy G in Cleveland this year.
So if that's the case, would you buy in on the over on the Cleveland Browns win total? Because it has been now bumped down because of all this news. If you think the speculation is that they're going to improve at the quarterback position for this 1 year, do you then buy in on the Browns at all of these adjusted numbers?
That's a great question. I think you have to. I think you have to at least look in that direction because it's not going to go any lower. It's pretty much been adjusted to elite quarterback to no quarterback or replacement level quarterback. So last year, Baker Mayfield, say what you want about him, was coming into last year considered an average to above average quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is worth nothing in the trade market right now. I think if you look at his career, you look at start by start, QBR, EPA, any of that stuff, he's an average to above average quarterback. I think you're getting like for like if you're moving from Baker Mayfield to Jimmy G. So I think the Browns should be as good as they were last year, if not a little bit better, because that division's not going to be as good with the Steelers way dropping off. So I think, over 8.5, you get +100 right now here at Circa. I think that's the only way to look for the Browns win total.
Very interesting. Never thought about buying in on the Browns because I never really thought about Jimmy G going to the Browns. So that's absolutely very interesting. I think whatever team Jimmy G goes to obviously sees an improvement, whether it's the Seahawks or the Browns or the Panthers or the Texans. I mean, am I missing quarterback needy teams here? I mean, who else?
The Seahawks don't count as an NFL team this year. They're an expansion potential franchise. I mean, what did we just have? We just had the NBA draft, right? And what was the narrative for 3 months? Jabari Smith. When the odds started moving the other way, despite Adrian Wojnarowski and everyone supposedly confirming this narrative, but the odds moved the other way, I think that's what we're going to see. Every kind of narrative that's been written about the Browns has been negative for the past 3 months. I think tomorrow, maybe it's kind of like the stock market, when it's at the worst possible, you can imagine it's the time to buy in. So if we get a confirmation of the suspension that you and I both think is coming, the odds might jerk in that direction, even though the odds are already moving in that direction, already expect all this. If you get an 8.5 to the 8 to the over with a little extra vig, would be a great opportunity, a must bet opportunity, in my opinion.
Wow, could you imagine if people just start buying in on the under once the suspension gets announced?
Absolutely.
And then the number goes to like 7.5 or 8, you know, it's like you'd almost have to auto bet the over.
There's only one narrative driven bet.
Yeah.
And that's the under. I think you wait and I think you say, hey, has this narrative been built in? I don't see how you can look at the odds and come with any other conclusion.
That's really, really interesting. Speaking of some teams and drama, or not drama, but just headlines in the offseason, I feel like there's a team out there that we're not talking about enough that is very good, got better this offseason, yet is almost being ignored. And it's the Indianapolis Colts. This was a great team last year, like a very good team last year, okay? Best running back in the NFL, arguably the best offensive guard in the NFL, really good defense. They just improved at the quarterback position with Matt Ryan. And yet it feels like with all the Deshaun Watson stuff and all the drama and Trey Lance and Jimmy G, it's like people are forgetting about the Indianapolis Colts, who are favored to win their division and with their schedule will probably run away with it.
Colts, like the Browns, were one of the best rosters in the NFL last year. Unlike the Browns, they were one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. So that's to your favor. And Peyton Manning was talking about all these quarterbacks coming in. He obviously had that experience with Denver. I think if you look at the last couple of years, we have to say things are different. And I did this study, and it's kind of not relevant now. First-year quarterbacks for a long time with a new system did not do well.
Mm.
And then Tom Brady during a COVID year took a brand new team to the Super Bowl and won it.
Yep.
And then Matthew Stafford learning an entirely new system, a run-first system, a zone-blocking system, a boot system, so much like everything the opposite of what he did in Detroit forever. He goes to the Rams and they do that, and it's instant success. I feel like with the Surface, the Microsoft Surfaces today, yeah, with the off-season schedule, people are able to get this into their muscle memory so much sooner than we have experienced before. Matt Ryan, obviously a classic vet, been here forever. I feel like he can do it as much as anybody. We saw Philip Rivers do it in Indianapolis, yeah, to great success. So I feel like the Colts are a buy-on team. Definitely bet them minus 120 to win the division. The Titans ain't nothing this year.
We're going to do it. He's Mackenzie Rivers, Fox Sports Radio, straight out of Vegas, RJ Bell's Dream Preview Podcast on Twitter at Mac and Rivers. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is The Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is The Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
End of July. Sign up today and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is The Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball board for this Tuesday, June 28th. The action begins with one day game. It's actually a doubleheader. Game one of the doubleheader, it's the Twins and the Guardians. That'll start about 1:10 Eastern time. Zach Plesac on the hill for Cleveland against Devin Smeltzer for the Twins. No odds on this one yet. Game two projected to be, I believe, Connor Pilkington is scheduled to get the start for the Guardians and Josh Winder for the Twins. There's all these doubleheaders start to get confusing overnight because, you know, these teams might decide to swap pitchers and say, all right, you know, we're going to have this guy start game one and then this guy start game two, as opposed to what they announced that was maybe the schedule the day before. So there's no odds on those games just yet. And then your night slate. Braves at the Phillies. Charlie Morton goes for Atlanta. Zach Wheeler for Philly. And the Phillies right now minus 120. And we talked about this briefly with Jason Weingarten earlier on the program. I actually don't hate a Braves bet here. The Phillies offense without Bryce Harper is going to suffer a bit. And Nick Castellanos has just been atrocious for the past several weeks. And so I just don't know how much offense we're going to get from the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, Zach Wheeler is the ace of the staff and should pitch really well. Maybe an under is the play, but I don't hate the Braves here in this spot, especially getting a little bit of plus money. Yankees and A's will continue their series. J.P. Sears going to get the start for the Yankees, and that'll be, I guess, his second start of the season. He started against the Orioles. That was his first start. He went five shutout innings. That was back on May 25th. So he's a relief pitcher. He's not all the way stretched out. In that start, he did, how many pitches did he throw? Threw 84 pitches. So curious to see what J.P. Sears does for the Yankees here against the A's. The A's will send Frankie Montas to the hill. Yankees minus 200 against the A's. Pirates take on the Nationals. Jose Quintana on the hill for the Pirates. Patrick Corbin for the Nats. I always like fading Patrick Corbin, so I don't hate fading him here, taking a little plus money with the Pirates. Nationals are minus 125. I just don't like the Nationals as a favorite, especially with Patrick Corbin on the hill. Red Sox take on the Blue Jays. Michael Wacha goes for Boston against Ross Stripling. Michael Wacha this year has been one of the more profitable pitchers in the first five innings of games. I believe his record here, as we check our notes, is 8-0-4 in the first five innings this season. Just think about that. 8-0-4 in the first five innings. So the Red Sox are a underdog in Toronto against Ross Stripling and the Blue Jays. I don't hate maybe like a Red Sox. Instead of, you could take a plus money on their first five, but what about like a Red Sox plus a half a run in the first five innings? This way, if they're just tied after five, you get the win, right? Let me look at what the early line is on that. I'm seeing Red Sox plus 118 and minus 110 on the run line. I mean, I'll pay the juice to get a win with a push, especially backing a guy, like I mentioned, in Michael Wacha, 8-0-4 in the first five innings this season. Let's move on. Take a look at the Astros and the Mets. Framber Valdez goes for Houston. Carlos Cookie Carrasco goes for the Mets. Houston, a minus 125 favorite with a total of 8. I actually like Houston in this spot just because I like Valdez a lot. So I probably might play Houston. The Rays take on the Brewers. Shane Baz gets the start for Tampa. They're minus 120. Brandon Woodruff goes for the Brewers. Marlins and the Cardinals from St. Louis. Cards are minus 160 with Dakota Hudson getting the start. And Braxton Garrett goes for Miami. Reds take on the Cubs in Chicago. Keegan Thompson on the bump for the Cubbies. And Luis Castillo for the Reds. Chicago minus 115 in this spot. I actually lean Cubs with Keegan on the hill. Rangers take on the Royals. John Gray against Jonathan Heasley. Heasley for the Royals. And Texas is a minus 145 favorite with John Gray on the hill. Dodgers looking to bounce back after a loss in which they were shut out against the Rockies in Colorado. They'll send Clayton Kershaw to the hill against Kyle Freeland. Dodgers are minus 220. Total is 11.5. I like the Dodgers in a bounce back spot. Maybe like a Dodgers minus 1.5 probably would be a move here, or just back them on the F5 minus a half a run. Think about it. White Sox take on the Angels. You got Johnny Cueto on the hill for Chicago. Chase Silseth goes for the Angels. No line on this game just yet. Padres against the Diamondbacks. San Diego with Sean Manaea on the hill. Minus 120 favorites in Arizona. I kind of like the Diamondbacks with Zach Gallen on the hill against the Padres. Maybe go with the Diamondbacks first five. Similar thing to the Red Sox, like plus a half a run. If they're tied after five innings, you get the win. Total in that game is 7.5. That's a really low total, but you got two pretty good pitchers here. Speaking of good pitchers, you got Carlos Rodon going for the Giants against Tarik Skubal of the Tigers. San Francisco minus 200 Total is 7 in this game. As much as I like Tariq Skubal, I can't bet on the Tigers. I've done it and I've gotten burned. Their offense just doesn't do it for me. Got swept by the Red Sox. They did take 2 of 3 from the Diamondbacks. We'll see how they do here against Rodon and the Giants coming up in San Francisco tomorrow night. And then the Orioles take on the Mariners in Seattle. You got Dean Kramer on the hill for the Orioles against Robbie Ray for the Mariners. And Seattle's minus 175. I think I like the Orioles here. So Dean Kramer has made 4 starts for Baltimore. They are 3-1 in those starts. In his first start, he gave up 3 runs in 4 1/3 innings. In his second start, 1 earned run in 5 innings. In his third start, 0 runs in 6 innings. And in his fourth start, 0 runs in 5 2/3 innings. I think the Orioles here at this plus money price, coming off of a 9-2 win against Seattle, I don't hate that at all. So that might be one to take a look at. As always, I'll tweet out on my page at Scott's On Air when I post my baseball card to the VSiN Daily Best Bets page, which if you just go to VSiN.com, scroll down to the middle of the page, the quick link section, click on Daily Best Bets from Hosts, and you'll get our Best Bets document that updates throughout the day. Or in your subscriber email, you can just click on the link that is provided there along with all the picks that are given out earlier in the day. Coming up this morning on Follow the Money, our very own Matt Humans, senior editor of VSiN.com, Point Spread Weekly, host of The Edge, at 7:45 a.m. Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, the Even Money podcast at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and then Drew Butler, former NFL punter, from the Punt and Pass podcast, will join the program at 9 a.m. Eastern time. It's all coming up this morning on Follow the Money. Once again, you can follow me, Scott Seidenberg, on Twitter at Scott's On Air, ScottsOnAir, as we're going to get ready for another profitable day, as we always like to do. Cash and tickets, right? This is the look ahead right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.